Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, the Fillmore neighborhood, located from Seymour Highway to Kemp Boulevard to 10th Street to Fillmore and Taylor Streets. A much beloved neighborhood remembered for cardboard sledding and spring bluebonnets, Fillmore Hill boasts several unique properties, most built in the 1920s. Three of Frank Kell's daughters were given land here to build homes after their marriages: Carrie O'Donohoe at 600 Fillmore, Sadie Bullington at 601 Fillmore, with a home built in 1922 in the style of Colonial Revival architecture, and Civil Cahoon at 602 Fillmore. Other notable properties in this area include wonderful bungalows at 609 Fillmore, a craftsman-style home built in 1924, 800 Fillmore, and 2501 9th, 2503 9th, a prairie-style home, and 2504 9th, all built in 1925. The Fawnville Clark House, located at 2500 9th Street. Built in 1909 by jeweler and optometrist Albert S. Fawnville, the house has only had two other owners, Mr. and Mrs. C.H. Clark and Dr. Charles and Karen Olson. Fawnville and Mark Walker brought the first automobiles to Wichita Falls in 1904. Clark was a businessman who served on the Board of Education with Carter McGregor and Minnie Kemp Adix. The house is prairie style with a tan buttered brick application covering the front porch, balcony, and dormers on the east and south. A carport was added in the late 1940s. Interior preservations include the original fireplace, stained glass windows, a safe for Fawnville's valuables, and beveled front door glass. Even the kitchen has been preserved in its original design. In the 1930s, a tennis court was installed on the Fillmore side, and there are still three horse rings on the Fillmore curb. The Floral Heights United Methodist Church, located at 2214 10th Street. Organized on October 29, 1919, Floral Heights United Methodist began as a tabernacle on 10th and Denver. Demonstrating their hard-working attitude and spiritual resolve, the congregation built the section at 10th and Polk in 1929, known today as the original building. The church continued to prosper, and in the 1950s, a new sanctuary and chapel were constructed. Needing new facilities to serve their growing educational needs, Floral Heights purchased the surrounding houses and built the current educational building in 1962. Major renovations completed in 1976 include a new activities building and remodeling of the chancel area. The Riverside Cemetery and Lucy Park. Adjacent to the Fillmore Hill area on Seymour Highway is the Riverside Cemetery and Lucy Park. Since the burial of Sarah Jarvis in 1879, Wichitans from all walks of life have been interred at this site. Thieves and heroes, politicians and businessmen, mothers and fathers and children are all represented by a wide variety of tombstones and mausoleums. A fire in 1921 destroyed the Riverside Chapel and cemetery records. Reconstructed records are online at the city's website at wichitafallstx.gov. Near the cemetery is Lucy Park and the Falls. Wichita Falls was named for a small waterfall in the Wichita River that washed away in the mid-1880s. Nearly a century later, locals determined that the city needed a waterfall to call its own and launched a campaign called Put the Falls Back into Wichita Falls. They raised enough money to build a more dramatic version of the city's namesake. The Falls is located next to Lucy Park, situated behind Riverside Cemetery. The 54-foot multi-level cascading waterfall was constructed upstream from the original natural falls within the park's 178 acres. An additional site of interest in this area is the site of the Tom Bunton dugout at 9th and Kemp Boulevard. Tom Bunton is generally regarded as the first white settler in Wichita Falls. In 1865, he moved his family to the land around 9th and Kemp Boulevard. The Buntons, like most early settlers, lived in a dugout, and cooking was done outside around a campfire. While here, they kept a few cows, horses, and did a little farming. Bunton and his sons became legendary because they were so tough, they all went barefoot year-round and were said to have caught wildcats with their bare hands.